week's episode is sponsored by Baby Noir. Comfort, fashion, black owned. Baby Noir is a new and premier unisex clothing line for toddlers. They currently carry jogger sets in sizes 2T to 5T in four different colors. As the brand grows, and y'all know we love growth over here, they're going to expand to sizes 0 to 18 months, and they're going to be bringing some new clothing pieces along, so you can fully expect quality, great customer service, and fast shipping. Baby Noir will be doing some giveaways and raffles soon. I'm going to tell y'all where y'all can follow them and find them. They're committed to giving back to single moms, single dads, two-parent family households, and the villages that help raise a child. Baby Noir is all about highlighting all the cute and funny moments that children create, and they create a lot of them, while showcasing the authenticity and uniqueness of the brand. Follow Baby Noir on Instagram at Baby Noir Clothing, on Facebook at same name Baby Noir Clothing, and visit their website www.babynoirclothing.com. That's BABYNOIRCLOTHING.com. Oh, and shout out to the owner, Chantel. See you, sis. Welcome back to my humble abode. I'm Legally Black, and this is They Didn't Tell You podcast. Happy Black History Month, family, to my community, to my people. I want you to know that each and everything you do is a part of Black history. It's your own personal brand of it. It's unique to you and you alone. The reason we celebrate so many of the greats is because they dared to do the very thing they felt called and led to do. And in doing so, they created a really beautiful legacy of Black history. So if you have an opportunity to support, to attend, purchase, volunteer, speak about in your circles, Black people, our businesses, our cultures, our history, do so. Per usual, don't forget to rate, subscribe, and leave a review for my podcast. Let everyone know why you love it, what keeps you coming back for more. Don't forget to share my podcast. Share that a new episode is out. It's been some time. So some of our friends out there, our family out there, they don't know I'm back. I'm going to do my part, but I need your help to do, you know, to spread the good news. So thank you for your help with that. And thank you for your constant support. So I want to get right into this episode because I am back from my unscheduled break and I really do love it for me. Y'all know how things are too. Y'all remember I took like a 2 to 3 month break back in 2020. I didn't even think I was on a podcast anymore after that break. But I have recognized and fully embraced that taking time to slow down, as the you know, the subject of this week's conversation is, taking things down a couple notches. It's really been a gift for me. And I know that my therapist would love to hear this because she has reminded me countless times about the importance of being present where I am, wherever that may be, and whoever it may be with. Be there and no one else. And that's really been hard for me because my mind, you know, it's often on go, weighing different options, thinking of new plans and ideas, what have you. But, you know, so I wasn't always really where I was. I was almost always somewhere else. And I really wanted that to stop. So what's really helped me take stock of what I was experiencing and what eventually led to me slowing down were, and don't laugh at me, y'all, were the fact that I go on long walks. Here I ain't trying not to say it all funny and I'm over here fucking it up. I go on walks, y'all. I like to walk in the park. I have become that girl. It really has become my thing. I know I've mentioned it before. So, you know, at first it was really about cardio, and keeping my body moving. And then it became more purpose-driven. I started dedicating my walks to something, for something, and it made me really excited to go for a walk. And then one day I was walking, I realized, like, I'm walking slow as fuck. And I literally said to myself, like, why are you walking so slow? And then I recall, like, I was deep in thought about something. And in order to really think it through, I had to slow down my pace. And y'all know what I mean, right? Remember how, like, think back to, I'm trying to tell you what you remember. I'm trying to act like I know what you know. Think about moments where you're like walking really fast and when you're heading somewhere and then something hits you like, oh shit. And you stop in your tracks. And then you're like, wait a minute. And then you start walking slow because you need that pace that you're moving in. It has to slow down so it can match up, you know, the pace that's going on in your mind. That's really what it boils down to for me of what is my pace? What pace and what rate am I moving? On that particular day, though, I came up with a great idea. It is written down and it's just waiting for me to bring it to life. And I can't wait to bring it to life one day. So inspiration really struck me during my walk. And really, it strikes whenever I go on a walk. I'm always finding something out. I'm always having some form of like revelation. And because I like to take a particular practice and apply it to multiple areas in my life, I decided that I needed to slow down, you know, with everything that I'm doing. I need to take notice of my actions and the choices that I make and really understand that at the ground level of things, remind myself that at the ground level of things is me. At the tippy top level, it's me too. So my favorite little mantra is that everything starts and ends with me. So I figured if I am more productive when I slow down, if I'm more creative when I slow down, less frustrated when I take my time, if I think things through, I'm more precise with my words, I can fully comprehend the situation at hand when I slow down. That's the practice that I need to make a lifestyle. So here are some of my thoughts on slowing down. My first one is slowing down doesn't mean stop. And that is a read for me because when I started slowing down, I actually stopped doing things. And I actually discovered something about my business the other day that, yes, I should have known about. But however, I didn't. And the only reason I discovered it was because I had to change my P.O. box number for my business. And really, what I discovered had nothing to do with my P.O. box number, nothing to do with it. But because I sat at my desk and when I sat down, I told myself that I will not allow myself to feel rushed or fatigued through this process, which is super simple, which is super easy. I just wanted to take care of what was in front of me and move on to the next task with ease. Because I can't allow myself to have things with ease at times, I started to think, like, low-key stress a little bit about, well, where do I need to change the P.O. box number? And so I was like, oh, you gotta slow down a little bit more because now, you know, your mind is still going. So what I decided to do was I have a bunch of post-it notes on my desk. I grabbed it. I wrote down the first place where I need to change my P.O. box number. And then I kept on with the task of changing and closing out, you know, and reopening a new one. And then when I thought of another place where it's supposed to go, I wrote on the post-it note because that will have its day in court, right? It will have its time. But right now I'm working on this particular task. Cause I don't want to allow my default settings to really kick in. I can't let the chaos that I know will ensue in my head. I can't let that even get the party started because it would really be over for me. And it can be hard to take things down a few notches, and I know some of us feel like we can't afford to do so, but what I found really shocked me, bitch, like in a great way, but it shocked me. And I realized that I had been moving so fast that I missed a milestone in my business. This also has to do with being, you know, not being organized, but again, or not even being organized. I would say, I was allowing other things to take precedent over my business, over what I had to do because everything, you know, I got a new job. That's important. You know what I mean? I'm trying new things. Those things are important. I got trips to plan. I got outfits to do. I got clothes to wash. I got all this shit I got to do. And I'm just like, but everything else that seems that I felt like, you know, would take time, I didn't want to give it time. So that's why I'm really excited about, like I said, slowing things down. Because I said, bitch, if I found this, what else could I found? And essentially what I found was some money. That's what I found, y'all. And now I know some change of money, like a decent amount of money. And I was like, okay. Perfect. Great. Awesome. Now I can afford to do some of the other things that I want to do and need to get done for my business, for my brand. And I'm like, wow, slowing down really has worked. Now, I know I have some things I have to work on, but, you know, it's baby steps for me. So we're going to get there. And I just love how productive I have been in being more slow to action to things. So I look at it like this. when you eat food really, really fast, you tend to, one, eat more food, and two, you feel extremely full, you know, damn near busting at the seams. However, when you eat slower, you tend to consume less food, and you can actually get a better gauge of when you've had enough so that you don't overeat. Moreover, okay, comma, you are able to engage and be productive and do things. When you take too much on, when you consume so much, you're so fucking full, a bitch, you can't even budge. You have no room to go anywhere. You have no more room to fit anything else in. However, when you because you took your time, because you took slower bites, smaller bites, you know, you allowed your body to let you know when it's just enough, right? Just right. So many things are you're able to do so many other things because of it. So, not trying to be long-winded on it. I hope y'all get what I meant by that. Life isn't meant for us to rush through. And our business, a read for me, okay? I know. Our relationships, the projects that we're working on, and they aren't to be rushed either. You will really miss out that way. So, grant yourself the gift of patience and take your time. So the second thing that I want to talk about is how slowing down makes for a gentler, less rushed and hectic thoughts. And I know I've already talked about like when my brain is on go, right? And if you're like that too, you know, we can bounce from one thought to another very quickly. And at times, at least for me, it can make for a very bad memory. So while it's been hard for me to slow down my thoughts, especially in intense or tense situations, especially in those moments, you really just want to be on, you know, go. But sis, girlfriend, I want to give you some advice that my mom has given me. And I don't know if I've given it to y'all before, but give your brain a rest. And my boyfriend kind of alluded to this to me the other night when we were talking. But when you really think about it, right, when you kind of take a step back to really, really think things through, like you're more thoughtful in your responses. By slowing down, you can decide what's worth a response or not, right? You know, and you also, people always say sometimes like silence is a response. It is, right? You are saying something by saying nothing, but when you slow down, you can decide whether or not to do that. When you're in the moment, in the heat of the moment, and you're making rash decisions, you know what I mean? You really can't be thoughtful in that time. So slowing down has also allowed me to figure out like what's worth entertaining or not. Like when we give our minds an opportunity to really assess things in a state, when we're in a state of ease and calm, we tend to, and you know, may make better decisions when we do that. We even speak to ourselves more kindly when we slow down in situations. Case in point, and don't judge me. But let's talk about how you lose your keys. When you lose your keys, you start rushing, you can't find them, you're looking all over the house, you tearing shit up, you screaming at asking, you know, have you seen it? You trying to run through your brain of like, and you walking fast too throughout the house because you want to rush because you got to go because you're supposed to be somewhere 10 minutes ago and it's already half past, okay? But when you take a second to slow down, to sit your ass down, because I've had to do it where I'm like, let me just sit down and think for a second. You start thinking through your day. Something that we don't typically do a lot of. I know I don't think through my day. And this not only allows you an opportunity to consider what you've done, your actions, but also allows you to maybe possibly remember that you made plans for something that you didn't add to your calendar. And once you remember that you made plans for that, you remember that you put your phone, your keys down by the coffee machine because that's where you put your phone at. And that's what you, and now everything kind of falls in line and falls in place. So, you know, small example, but you know, I don't think I've ever found my keys by searching really fast for them and running through the house. I don't think I've ever found my keys quickly that way. I have found them much faster. I have found them with more patience, less frustration when I do it slowly. And when I talk about gentler thoughts, I, for one, have been working on speaking more gently to myself because I cannot walk out into a world where people, place, and things may, you know, beat me up and then come home and do the same thing to myself, right? I am my greatest protector here on earth, and my mind is both my saving grace and it is my greatest weapon. And, you know, as the song goes too, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I walk around with that mindset of I don't have to allow myself to do anything that don't make room for what I want, which is gentler, you know, less of things, more of others. Like if it doesn't fall in line, then I have a decision to make. I have to decide, why am I doing that? And how long do I feel like that needs to go on? So, you know, I want to find my keys faster. So before I even try to rush, I'm going to sit down. I want to make sure I'm more thoughtful in conversations that I have. So before I start going crazy, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to do what I've done on my walks, and I'm just going to take it very slowly, and I'm not going to rush. That's really what I'm trying to get at to y'all. And then the last thing about slowing down, it helps me better determine like what I need or what I needed. And I determine my needs a lot better when I slow it up. And if you already do this, if this is slowing down something that you've already done, if this is been your process, teach me your ways. Teach me your ways, because I can't do much with a bunch of thoughts tiptoeing around in my head. Slowing down has really allowed me to determine like my precise needs, what I should do versus what I want to do. And, you know, we all go through internal battles, and at times it's really, really hard to figure out what we need. And it feels impossible, especially given the circumstances that we're in. But if you allow yourself a chance to reach in another direction, you never know what you can discover. I guess, you know, that's the last thing I want to say about that. I guess what I'm really trying to get through to you, through to me, is a saying that I've said on my show before. You've heard it in a parable or a story before, but slow and steady wins the race. It's worth repeating. It's worth saying over and over again. It's worth reminding us, because we really think that fast and furious is the way to go. You know what would be cool too? Google some benefits of slowing down or reasons why you should slow down and see what they say, because you're going to find a ton of articles, you know, spoiler alert, you're going to find a ton of articles on how slowing down can improve your life, how it could aid in your success, right? But you have to come to an agreement with yourself that this is important to do. You can't just say it. You actually have to believe it and actively see it through. And I know I said it before that some people may feel like I can't afford to, but yes, you can. You can do it in some area, in one area. There's not one area where you feel like you want to slow down that you feel like you can't, but you've never given your opportunity to do so because you feel like if you do, everything's going to fall apart. Have you ever tried? And then when you slow down and give yourself that opportunity to try, did you actually enjoy it? Probably not. You might have, you might not have, because sometimes the guilt makes you feel like I feel guilty in taking time for me. Child, that's an episode for another day. Maybe I should talk about that next time. Feeling guilty of doing things for me. But, you know, if you're someone who has already put something like this into practice, and this, like I said before, isn't your struggle, sensei, teach us your ways. But if it isn't, you know, something I've been doing, and maybe you could do it too, just asking myself, like, how am I going to slow down and what good it will be for me, like what good it will bring to my life if I were to do it, and then how can I essentially make the most of my time as well. Too many of us are trying to move at warp speed when we really should be moving at a tortoise's pace. Okay. So we're at the end of the episode. It is time for the song of the week. And this week's song has had me in a literal chokehold for weeks at this point. And I think it's perfect for this week's episode. The song is called Overdrive. It's by Paris Alexa, one full word. I love this song a lot because essentially, while the song is called Overdrive, it's really speaking to the need and necessity to really slow things down and kind of get back to basics a little bit. At least that's what I'm taking from it, or what I feel I'm getting from the lyrics. So speaking of lyrics, let me get into some of these verses. She sings a line where she said, well, a few lines where she says, I got a lot on my mind, got problems to solve. Too many times I just roll up a blunt and I face it instead of the truth, because it's easy to do. And I'm wondering why I keep doing the things that I do. I feel like I talked about it throughout this episode of just what happens when I have so many things going on in my mind and I'm focusing on, you know, everything and trying to focus on too many things at one time and all these different problems that are in front of me that essentially, like she's saying, we're trying to figure out, we're trying to solve. And instead of actually taking the time, slowing the fuck down, slowing your brain down and giving yourself an opportunity to really figure shit out, instead of, you know, rolling up a blunt, facing it, instead of facing the reality of what the situation is. Because we all know coping and the things that we use to cope and the things that we use to pacify us, they're very easy to do. It's very easy for us to lean on it. But as she said in the last part of these lines, you start wondering why you keep doing the things you do. Why do you keep repeating these same cycles? Why do you keep doing the same damn thing? And I guess that's food for thought for you all when you have a lot going on and there's things that require your attention and, you know, you procrastinate. You know, instead of facing the blunt, you're just procrastinating instead of tackling, like me, a bit with these episodes. After a while, it wasn't just slowing down. I just say, you know what, let me just face a different reality than the one that's in front of me, that here comes another unexpected break from the show. Something that I have really worked hard to avoid, especially with being on this bi-weekly rotation. But again, a lot of things were going on. And the only reason this episode is out is because I've allowed myself some time to slow the fuck down, to analyze, to think, to reconsider some things. So more lyrics that I really like that I want to pull out. Life's a joyride, ain't no race. We should be enjoying this thing. And when I go on my walks, it's all about enjoying this walk, enjoying this ride that I am steering, that I am taking myself on. Because at that time, and really at any and every time, I'm not racing anybody. And I see when people say, like, I don't like competition. I don't like feeling like I'm up against someone else, because as many people would say too, like, we run our own race. What's for me is for me. So I can't be competing with you, because that means what's for me is for you too. And that's just not possible, right? So how can we remind ourselves of that so that we can really get back to enjoying life and enjoying the things, the benefits of life, the benefits of living and being healthy if we are healthy, and being thankful for that. Like, I'm telling you, this break has really changed some things for me. There's some reasons for that change too, and I think I'm just going to do an episode about it versus just hashing it out right here. But in the chorus, she sings Overdrive, you know, over and over, and just basically says, like, I'm over it. And I too am over being on overdrive, especially for some shit and for some things that ain't gonna benefit me, that's not gonna allow me to grow, to flourish, and to prosper, right? And essentially help others do the same, because that's what this is all about. So the last set of lyrics I want to highlight go, this ain't no race, putting that in there again, right? This ain't no race, slow down, go at your own pace. For now, you can slow the whole world down. You can slow the whole world down, baby. When I hear that, I think about being able to slow my whole world down. Because I know, we know we can't slow the world down, and nobody can, right? Yeah, depends on who you ask. But when I think about slowing my world down, I'm thinking of slowing down every aspect of my life that I'm kind of like bogged down by, and the things that are kind of slipping through the cracks that I'm missing. Like, I want to give myself an opportunity to slow my world down so that I can take a look at what's going on in my world. Who's in my world? What is in my world? What does my world need? Well, who do I need in it? Who do I need out of it? You know what I mean? What do I need to change? What skill do I need to learn? And from this episode, I haven't mentioned it yet, but I hope that you have enjoyed the new intro music, kind of the transitional music into the segments. These are things that I have been wanting to do for a really, really long time. And because I have felt like I was on overdrive and I didn't have the time, I've never been able to do this. So I didn't make a big thing of it. I just wanted you to hear the new intro. I hope you were like, what? I'm sure y'all were like, this is the right podcast because this don't sound the same. But slowing down gave me the opportunity to realize, like, it's okay to stretch. It's okay to, you can make that reach. You can make that leap, sis. Like, it's not gonna hurt. It's just intro music. It's just transition music. Like, folks will get adjusted to something new. And if I decide to change it again, we could just laugh about it then too, right? Okay, good. So that's it for the song. I hope you enjoy it. It is updated in the Apple playlist. It will soon be updated in the Spotify playlist. Y'all know I'll be behind with that, but it is on Apple already. So if you haven't heard of the song, if you haven't heard of this artist, go to the link in my bio on my podcast page at They Didn't Tell You, where you can also follow me, share the fact that a new episode is out. Your girl is big. You can follow me at Legally Black, which is my personal page. And if you so choose to, you can follow the business, my brand, at By Legally Black on Instagram. Yes, I am managing three accounts. Child, somebody help me. But yes, you can follow me there. I'm going to be working on doing more content on my brand page. I'm just working some things out. I'm still slow. I'm slow and steady right now. So yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for fucking with me. Day ones, real ones, you already know how I feel about you. So thank y'all so much. I hope you had a wonderful Valentine's Day, Galentine's Day, self-love day, and I hope you have an even more splendid Black History Month.